From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A bill that would require energy companies to map oil and gas flow lines failed in the House early this morning when the debate took too long and the clock ran out. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure was in response to a deadly explosion in Firestone that killed two men. It's been determined that a severed flow line near the property was leaking methane and other gases.
This is a public safety issue.
Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette is one of the main sponsors of House Bill 1372.
We want to make sure that this is done as soon as possible and that the public, local governments, home builders and other interested parties know where these flow lines are.
But Republicans, including Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction, say the state's regulatory agency already has authority to do that.
Why not do it right? Risk-based inspections and procedures. I get it in Weld County and Boulder County and more populous counties. But this bill is so broadly written, it does nothing but hurt the West Slope, frankly.
Even if the measure had cleared the House, Republicans in the Senate opposed it. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office has arrested 16 people and seized an estimated 250 pounds of marijuana, as well as nearly 130 illegal plants from two separate operations. The illegal grows were on opposite sides of the county. Investigations are ongoing. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.